Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Bamidbar, Shavuos, Tavshin Pe'af, Lenshe Ben Lenshe, Shvach HaPer Basav Moshe, and for, of course, Nachman, Daniel, Ben, Tziare, and all the other 44 holy Kedoshim. First idea comes to us from the Maloha Omer, which I read online. Maloha Omer was a grandnephew, I believe, of Yonatan Eibshitz. Second pasuk to our parsha of the Sefer, Suis Rosh Kol Das B'nai Yisrael, Mishpachos Leves Havosam, Nisvah Shemos Kol Zachar, the Google of some. Should lift up your heads all every year, according to their families, according to their numbers, according to their households. Says the Sefer Melo Omer, what's the deeper idea of the Mishpachos and Leves Havosam and Mispar Shemos? Bischus b'mispar Shemos, in the merit of holding on to your name, of holding on to your Jewish Hebrew name, that you got at your bris or you got at your Kiddush. Shechziku b'shmoseyam and mekoyrim yisrachim and esivil ha'azora yochol lishmar al Mishpachos and Leves Havosam. Do you want to know how to survive in 2021? Do you want to know how to survive in a culture where maybe things aren't the best? At the end of the day, you have to be strong to your name, the mispar shemos. When you're strong with your name, then the mishpachos and leves avosim, then you can be connected to your forefathers. You can be connected to the avos and imos. And maybe we could say on the lashon of mispar of we know that the Torah they said from the Magid of Mizrich, I believe. Svartim means not just to count Svartim Lachem, but Svartim means to shine. I mean, Mispar Shemos, to shine your name, to be proud of your name. Like the Arizal tells us in Parsha Shemos, that if you look at your word Neshama, the middle two letters in Neshama is Shem, because a person's name is their essence. It's who they are. It's your being. It's your panemius. It's your inner meaning. It's your guide. It's your lifeline. At the end of the day, it says Melo HaOmer, blue beautiful idea, when you're strong in your Mispar Shemos, then you'll be zocha to guard the mishpachos leves avosam, to be so strong with our names, to be able to make sure call our children by their Hebrew name. So like Rav Weinberger always said, there's a minhag to be able to make sure to be able to eat every day. A day that shouldn't go by that you don't call your children by their full Hebrew name. An incredible zchus to be able to bring down all the ore from all. But we have to be so strong with our names, Mr. Shemus Malo Omer, that it's a safeguard. It's a promise that they'll stay strong in Klal Yisrael mishpachos leves avosam. And we connected that to also Svartim, to be shine like Usma Mispar, also Svartim, to shine, to illuminate your name, Arizal, to know the panemius of your neshama is your name. Beautiful idea. The honest name is moving on to Dina number 2. Dina number 2 comes to us from the Tver Shlomo. We haven't quoted Tver Shlomo, the Radomsker, Sukhos Galeno, next Pasuk, Aleph Gimel, Bibin Esim Shon of Amala, Kol Yotze Tzal B'Yisrael, Tifkidu Hosem Sivasom Atav Aaron. At the end of the day, you and Aaron shall count them. Anyone going from 20 up years or up should be counted to go to the army. Rashi says, Magid she'en yotzi b'tzava pachos miben esrim. We learn from here, anyone under the age of 20 does not go out to war. Says the Tefer Shlomo, why is it Davka Moshe and Aaron? Why Davka Moshe and Aaron are the ones to count Klal Yisrael, why not anybody else? Says the Tefer Shlomo, Moshe of Aaron him levada mesugam lemos esrim. It Davka specifically only had to be Moshe and Aaron. Why? Ma'ach shirak hem yodim l'harich es ma'alos na gedula. Only then were able to be able to see the godless of a Yid, the godless of a Jewish neshama. Shaharei litzivosam. Litzivosam doesn't just mean according to the legions, but litzivosam refers to the angels. But koicho shekoecha ve'echa miyisro livro ma'alocha b'maisa v'toivim. Says the Tver Shomo, Moshe and Aaron saw the godless of every Jewish action, of every mitzvah, of every smile, of every tefillin, and every sukkah, and every shofar, and every megillah. They were the ones to see the creations, the malachim litzivosam that were created by the Jewish neshama. And therefore, Moshe and Aaron were dafka specifically ones to count Klal Yisrael, because they were the ones to see the potential of a yid, the potential of every single mitzvah. Where is that? See that in the pasuk? Litzivosam. Litzivosam doesn't just mean legions or regions. Litzivosam refers to the malachim that we create every single time we create when we do a mitzvah. Like the Sram say, malach is gematria amen. Every single time you say amen, it's a real thing, 91. You mamish make a malach. This is a real thing. And maybe we can connect it to last week's parsha as well. Says the Chayz of Ablin, why is it that right after the Tochacha, why is it we have the halachas of Erchin, the halachas of donating or assessing someone's value to the Beis Hamikdash? Says the Torah, you want to know why? I'll tell you why, says the Chayz of Ablin. Because after reading the Tochacha, one might think that Hashem is angry with him, and you won't feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no shaykhs with you. Therefore, what comes right after the Tochacha, the laws of Erchin, the laws of value, should be known to all Bnei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, that we have tremendous value in the Ribbono Shel Olam's eye, that our value is so special. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen saw that value. Whether we do mitzvahs or not, Ben Kach V'Kach Nik Rabbonim, we're always good to the Gemara Kedushin Lamed Vav, but they saw the tzivos, they saw that what the Jewish neshama has potential to create mitzvahs. And then Chazal Bin says that Dafka, right after the Torah, comes the melachos of Erchen, of the value of what we would be able to bring to the Mikdash, because the Kadosh Baruch wants to show us that even after the Torah, Kadosh Baruch's love for us is eternal, is essential, and it's forever. What a beautiful insight from the Tifar Shlomo, and from the Svarim, and from the Chizav Lubin. Moving on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us from the Bi'al Rebbe, the Divrei Bina. Still in Rishon, Aleph Yud Beis, L'don Achiezer ben Amishadai. Don, who is his Nasi? It was Achiezer ben Amishadai. What is the deeper idea of the name Achiezer ben Amishadai? Such a beautiful word. Says the Divrei Bina, the Bi'al Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov ben Bi'ala. B'koichu shal achtas, when you have the koich of achtas, Achiezer, when you're willing to help your brother, Achiezer, my brother to help, I want to help my brother, then you're able to sweeten the judgment. La'amon negan midas adin ledon, u'lo'oyer rachmei Hashem izbach she'omar lo'olam dai, Amishadai. Right, it's Amishadai, right, she'omar lo'olam dai, Chodesh Baruch Hu is called the one that says to the world, enough, stop creating. Says the Bi'al Rebbe, the koich of achtas has the ability, ledon, how do you be able to sweeten the judgment? Achiezer, when you're willing to be able to have the koich of achdus, then ben Amishadai, then a Chodesh Baruch Hu, you're in control of the Rabbonu Shalom. Then you're in control of the Amishadai, the one Shel Omer LoOlam Dai, the one who told the world to stop. The koich of a yid, the koich of a smile, the koich of an email. How important is it? This message before Shavuos, but especially what happened last year in Lag BaOmer, to send out the love, the messages of love and care and achdus. Listen to these holy words of the Rabbeinu Yonah and Mam is so special, especially before pre-Shavuos and Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Perak Gimel Mishnah Yitzayin Meir Derech Eretz Ein Torah. Rutsu Lomar Shetzarech Tchila Lesakin Atzmel Mamidos Ubazeh Tishkan Torah Lav Sheinena Shochenes Lolem Beguf Sheinah Bal Midos Tovos. The Torah is that cannot live in a person's neshama if they don't have Midos Tovos. The Shechina can't live there if the person gets angry or is impatient or is jealous. The Shechina, the Kalos Torah, it can only work if there's Kedusha, if there's Midos. And that's what the Bnei Yisrael says. That's why there's 49 days before Shavuos to be able to work on our Lev Tov. The Lev Tov, Mishnah Pirkei Avos in the second parak, what's the great best midah to get is a Lev Tov, because when you have a good heart, you have all the midahs. Lev Tov is Gematria 48. And the 49th day, we have to be able to chazer everything. At the end of the day, says Bnei Chassar, it says Rabbeinu Yonah, the prerequisite for Torah, the prerequisite to be able to come to Kabbalah Sator, the prerequisite for any day of the year, to be able to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Mamash Midos. Like the Kabbalah Rebbe said, a mitzvah, a day that we have without doing a mitzvah for someone else, a day that we don't have to do a favor for someone else, is not considered a day of Avodas Hashem. I mean, you could put on tefillin the whole day and learn Gemara, Rashi Tosfos the whole day and all the Rebbe Kiva years, but if you didn't do a mitzvah for someone else, if you didn't care about someone else, you didn't have a day of Avodas Hashem. What an incredible insight from the Bi'al Rebbe on Achiezer ben Amishadai, looking into those Pnimi Yistik words, and Rabbeinu Yoina and the Kabbalah Rav. Moving on to idea number 4. Idea number 4 comes as Demori 9, Perek Beis, Mishnah, Pasuk Beis. And Shlishi. Ish adiglo al be'osos tabi savosim yachinu b'nei Yisrael menegat tzavet lo'o al mo'id yachinu. At the end of the day, every person should go according to their flag, according to their household. That's how they shall camp. That's how they shall travel around the o'al mo'id. They shall encamp. Says the Demori 9, be'osos tabi savosim. Says the Mori 9, but osos here doesn't just mean referring to the signs of your household, but osos here refers to the osis at Torah. Adia osis at Torah, but osos. Nisin la'alos, liskos, listabgos, pikdushas, ha'ofos, levis vosam. Says the Mori 9, when a Jew comes close to the Holy Torah, adia osis at Torah, kol ish yachul lavo, adia osis at Torah, levis vosam, bechis, ha'ofos, yichzul, leshorsham. And when you come close to the Kedush, when you come close to the Kedush at Torah, when we come close and we learn the Torah a little extra to get ready for Matan Torah, then we get to the schos to the base of osam. Then we get be able to get to the literally the level of kedushas of us, like we said in today's daf yomi, the gemara in Yuma Chavches, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all tremendous talmidei chachamim. They all sat in the base of midrash, and the zaki and they all mamish. This is the Mori 9 right here. But osos the base of osam. Osos doesn't just mean signs here. But osos, when you take the kedushas of osos at Torah, then you can reach the base of osos, the base of osam. Then we can reach the level of the avos. This is what Lulav Rebbe said. Lulav Rebbe Susrulin, or Biram always says that when he was on his deathbed, he said that the daf, a page of Gemara, a daf of Gemara, there's nothing that purifies the Jewish neshama more than a page of Gemara. And we could say that anything in Torah purifies a person, like Rabbi Goldberg likes to always say from the Nefesh HaChaim, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the Perek Vav, the Torah is called something called Umechsharto, it's makshir person. It purifies, it kashers us. it kashes us. But says the Moranayim. But Osos, when we really delve ourselves into Osos doesn't mean science, but Osos a Torah, then we can reach the level, the base of how important is this message, the ultimate get ready for Shavuos, of course, working on Amidos. But we want to know how to get ready for Shavuos? By learning Torah, by connecting to the Holy Torah. And what else chus for us this year to be able to have a Shabbos before, summer Shabbos, before coming to Shavuos. What an incredible, incredible chus for us to be able to use Shabbos Kodesh for learning. The Chazanish always talked about the galus of learning Torah on Shabbos. You don't even know it. He says the galus of learning Torah is not even shaykh to the Torah learning during the week. The calculations of mitzvahs, the Chazanish said, it's not shaykh because if Shabbos is 6:13 and every single minute is 6:13, hundreds of thousands of millions of mitzvahs when a Jew learns Torah and Shabbos, not shaykh, when incredible insight from the Morinayim, Lalav Rebbe, Chazanish, Mugman, to Dina number 5. Dina number 5 comes to us from the world of Shamayim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Apto, Perik Bez, Pazak Yudzayim, and also all my Machano, Halvim, Besoch HaMachano, so this is how the Levim shall encamp, within the camps, Kasha Yachano, Kiniso, Isha Yaldo, Gledeglim, as they encamp, so they shall travel, every man according to their flag. Kasha Yachano, Kiniso, says the Lord of Shamayim, Luma Zesh, Sha'oda, Mashpil Atzmo, according to the way that a person humbles himself. Kasha Yachanu, when you encamp yourself and you humble yourself. Zoichulis Alas, but Yeshua says, then you bezochet to ken you sow. Then you bezochet to travel. Then you bezochet to grow and to develop. But it all starts with the Kasha Yachanu. Kasha Yachanu ken you sow. Then when you make yourself a machana, when you make yourself humble, when you lower yourself, then you bezochet to travel. And this is what the Noam Malach told us the Parshas Bahar. Bahar Sinai Lemor. If you want to grow in Torah, it's got to be with Bahar Sinai. The Medrash says, the Chodesh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains. And he said, why should you give the Torah? And Har Sinai says, I'm the smallest mountain. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Dafka, because you're humble, I'm going to give it to you. And that's what Kedusha says, Moshe Kiva Torah Mi Sinai. From Sinai? I got it from the Chodesh Baruch Hu. No, Moshe Rabbeinu understood what it's all about. He understood the midah of Anova from Sinai, Mizr of Tzak, Vanafshi, Karva, Loko, then Pesach will be Besor Sech. Once a person has the midah of Anova, then Pesach, then the Holy Torah can be able to open up our hearts. And this is exactly Kasha Yachanu. When a person works on his midos, you encamp yourself, then can you sow, and then you can grow in your Torah, then you can grow in your Dveikus to the Bon Shem. But Dafka in the midah of humility, Dafka in the midah of Anova, how important is this message? Baruch Hashem, what a special, special Ola Shemaim. Let's review these 5 ideas. So we started off saying that our first day from the Malach HaOmer, I believe the great nephew of the Rav Yonatan Eibshitz, when a Jew is close to the strong man, the Mispar Shemos, when you're careful, Mispar Shemos, be able to use the Jewish, our Neshamas, be able to use our strong names, then we'll be Zochah to be able to stay and to be strong, to be passionate Jews. And this is what Arizal says, we took the Neshama, the middle letters of Neshama is Shem. Because your shame is the essence of your name. It's the essence of who we are. But the mispar shemos, the Nagan Medrash says mispar usartam lachem. Not just counting, but you should count yourself, but illuminate yourself. But mispar shemos, maybe we should say you have to illuminate our name to illuminate who we are to realize the galus of who we are. Beautiful idea from the Lomer, the Rizal, and the Magid. Moving on to idea number 2, the Tefer Shalom is that Tifkur Yishlo Vasalvias Atav Aaron. Why Dafka At Moshe and Aaron? Because Moshe and Aaron, Litzibosam, they saw the Jewish Hashem. They saw every single time Litzibosam, they created another Malach. Litzibosam doesn't just refer to the legions and regions, it refers to the Malach and that we create with our mitzvahs. They saw the galus of every Jewish Neshama. They saw the galus of every Jewish. They saw the Amen is Gemachia Malach, the Sarm said, because every single Amen you make, Mamash create a Malach. And this is exactly what the Chosha says, Dafka, why? But right after we talk about the Tochach, the end of Parshat Kodzai, it talks about the Lachas of Erchen. To be able to show, even after Chodesh Baruch Hu says that the terrible curse that might occur, Chas Hashem to us, Chodesh Baruch Hu's love and the value for our Jewish Hashem is forever and it's eternal. And that goes Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen's vision of every single Yid and our potential and who we were. This connects very well to the Emes Yaakov and Parsha Shmos. Not for now, we've talked about it in the past. Third idea, Yosef and the Bial Rebbe. The Bial Rebbe says, Zon Achi Ezer ben Emit Shaddai. When a Jew is Zoicha to Achi Ezer, you want to help your brother, Achi Ezer, to help your brother. Then he was able to ledan, to sweeten the judgment of Ben Amishadai, of the Omar Sha'olam Sha'olam died, to the one who said to the world enough. When a Chodesh Baruch Hu sees the Achtus, then we get anything and everything we want. Rabbeinu Yonah, Perk Yavas, and Ender Chetzon Torah, the Torah can only live in a place where there's Kedusha, where there's Midos, when there's Erlchkeit. That's what it means. This Achiezer ben Amishadai, beautiful idea to be able to go into Yontif for Shavuos. There's a close of Rebbe also the Maisa, that when after the war, they wanted to live in Sechus Chulin, and after a few days, he was always talking about Maisim Stu and Midos and everything. And he says, you can't start Daf Beis without going Daf Alf. Daf Alf is all about the Midos and the Chizik. Beautiful idea of the Bial Rebbe, and the Benyon, and the Kozenberger. And the fourth idea of the Morim 9, but also Levi Savosam doesn't just refer to the signs, but also the Oasis at Torah, then we Zoch to Levi Savosam, then we Zoch to be able to the Kedusha of the Ovos, so the Lal of Rebbe and his death, but the Jewish the ultimate thing that purifies the Jewish Hashemah is the Daf of Gemara. We can say about any piece of Torah, like the Rabbi Gorber, like this quote from the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Perek Vav, Torah's Machshir, the Jewish Hashemah, how special the Kedushas Torah is. Finally, the fifth and final idea, Obananova, Rameir Apta, Kasher Yachinu, Ken Yiso. The more a Jew encamps himself and lowers himself, humbles yourself, then you're more, you'll be zochet to Ken Yiso, then you'll be zochet to be able to grow. And that's a Noam Elch, beginning of Parshas Bahar, the Kedushas Levin, Pekir Yavas, right? Bahar Sina, Imar, Moshe Kibbet Tor Misina, Venafshi, Karfa, Lugot Yipra, from Rav Tzadok. The prerequisite to Torah, the prerequisite for Shavuos is Anova. We should zochet, Bez Hashem, to the God, to be strong with our names, gathers and to realize the greatness of our names, to be strong with our Jewish names, to be able to realize the potential of every single Jewish action, every single mitzvah, to be able to every Jewish neshama, the potential of every Jewish neshama, the koich of achdus, the koich of midos, the kedushas Torah, especially lima Torah, living Torah, and the gadus of anava. Wishing everyone a beautiful, beautiful Yom Tov Shkoyach.